Welcome back to Super Tuesday Recap. It's your host Chris and Deepam here, and we're here to review Season 7, Episode 22 of Arrow, You Have Saved This City. You got a synopsis for this one, man?
We did it, y'all. Like, if this show ended here, I'd have been fine with it.
This is kind of a season. This is kind of a series finale.
And it's not because we're getting, obviously, the 10 episodes in the fall, but, like, it felt like the season 5 finale of Agents. Like, if this has got to be it, motherfucker, we landed this plane. We did this.
Yeah.
And, of course, we're getting the 10 episodes, and I think it's going to be a very different show than the 10 episodes. But as a season finale, it puttered. Because they didn't give me any extra room, in the first 30 minutes, like, while it's a big plan, it gets handled in a very perfunctory manner.
Oh, no, I said, I was looking through this, and I'm like, the episodes, the season finale of this episode is over in 20 minutes.
Yeah, if that.
If that, right? And we don't normally say that Arrow sputters out in the end. They usually come in and handle it pretty strong. This one did, but I also think it's because they are only doing 10 episodes next season, and they're going into this crisis, and so they, and something you brought up last week, right, that Amico's storyline has kind of been hindered because they used Dante at first, and then they just haven't really kind of fully committed to her, and so it doesn't mean that she was a bad villain or that she couldn't have been better, but this is, it felt like she was shortchanged. It felt like she was shortchanged.
She had, she had some good acting. Like, this is just me speaking as a fan. She had some good acting notes in this episode that we didn't see her get to stretch those legs over a longer arm.
Well, yeah, I mean, excuse me. The whole, because they try to fake us out with the whole Dante thing, and they kind of didn't need it. He was kind of pointless. Right. You didn't need Dante. You didn't need the Longbow Hunters. You didn't need Diaz. You didn't need any of those things. Because this entire season was basically about Oliver. First, you started with Oliver in jail. Then you started with, like, trying to legitimize vigilantes. You didn't need Dante Diaz for any of that. You didn't. Because, in a way, the villain of this season for a lot of it until you reveal Amico being the head of the Ninth Circle, the villain is the past. It's the past history of what vigilantes have done. So you didn't really kind of need to throw the Dante stuff is, like, again, it handled well and it's fine. It wasn't like a bad season, but I feel like you shortchange Amico, and especially when you shortchange somebody who it actually had a really good story and an emotional connection, right? She's Oliver's sister, half-sister. And she basically, again, you remember, we started this season with Oliver in jail having to go through the fake black Dr. Hugo Strange. We was all going into Oliver about his daddy issues. Amico has plenty of daddy issues for the same reason. But you have two people in Oliver and Amico who turn out completely different. But they could have been so much similar, right?
Yeah.
Had the father, had Robert Queen made better choices and been a better father, things would turn out so much differently for both of them. But because they didn't, they both reacted differently. Oliver got motivation, and for the longest time, despite his father's flaws, felt it was his need to right his father's wrongs.
Right.
Amico felt abandoned by their father, and, you know, Oliver hit her with some truth when he basically said that your mother's death wasn't the fault of Dante or the Ninth Circle, it was yours. Your commitment to the Ninth Circle is what killed your mother. And at first I was like, man, that's kind of, I was like, he's kind of right. And Oliver speaks from experience. Because Oliver knows that his choices are his alone. He can't blame his mother. He can't blame you know, his dad, Damien, like all of his choices, all the things that happened, they're his fault. And he has to, you know, he has to take a responsibility for that. And so to me, it, all that stuff makes sense, right? We just didn't get a full episode or enough time with that. And it's something that I think Flash has done before, and when I'm not used to Arrow doing this, which is, no, actually Arrow's done it too. It's like when you split the season by trying to be too cute by hiding the villain, you don't get, sometimes don't give that villain, because they did the same thing with Diaz, but then Diaz kind of blossomed to his own later on. Because remember, it was like, it was Caden James for the longest time. I was like, oh, no, not really. It's really this guy, Diaz. You're just like, but why don't you just make it Diaz?
It's almost too cute by half, you know?
It really is. It really is. And it hinders because you have some great performers. You have some great characters. You just don't give them the full time on screen that they need. And Amico is great because you have a tortured soul. You have somebody here who is angry. Because all of a sudden they bring in this other person from the Ninth Circle who's like, not above her, but I guess like on the board. And it's like, yeah, well, you've kind of failed us and you're not.
I was like, who is this nigga?
Right. It's like, who the fuck is this person? Like, why are you? It really did kind of just feel rushed. And part of me feels like maybe they didn't know they were going to get only 10 episodes next. I don't know. It just feels, it feels weird. I'm not used to them not landing this way. Even if you don't like how they land, it's usually not short chains like this. Like, again, the episode is pretty much over halfway through.
Right.
With the season stuff. And that, and you gotta remember, then we're also with that stuff, we're throwing in the future stuff as well. So your time with Amico and the and her plan and Team Arrow is very, very small. Very, very small. So and they just did things that didn't make any sense. Like the cops come in, it's like, oh well, yeah, you guys are like the black cop, the chief, like, he went from being, he's laid up, he's in the hospital, he can't, he's in a coma right now, to next thing you know, in the episode, he's rolling through with the rest of the cops with backing up Renee. Mm-hmm. Excuse me? Oh, come on now, guys, come on. You're better than this. So, I don't know.
I'm okay with it, because it's getting us to where we need to be for next year, which, let's talk about the end.
Yeah.
Because the last 30 minutes is the real finale of the season.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That was power. Like, that was some shit. Like, when they ended up being just the three of them in the bunker, I was like, well, this is fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm feeling things. I shouldn't. I mean, it's just a stupid show, but like, it's amazing to see how far they've come, the three of them.
Well, yeah. And I'll say this, like, and that's why it didn't, the issue with this episode didn't bother me as much. Mm-hmm. Because the end is powerful and it gives us what we need. Here's the thing, and I didn't even think about this too. It's like, even the idea of having Ben Turner, Michael Jai White there. Michael Jai White was like with season one.
Yeah,
he's been there just as long as they have. And I remember when he was doing Black Dynamite. I know the Black Dynamite TV show, the cartoon. I remember at one point he had been off because I think it was like he had been off of Arrow for a while, and somebody at the table had asked him, "Like, are you ever gonna go back to Arrow?" And he was like, "I don't know." And so to see him back on Arrow, especially for this last season, as being one of the early villains on the show, that mattered. That makes I it didn't hit me until just right now thinking about that. I was like, yo, he was also there in the beginning. And he's still a very disrespectful fighter. I don't know anybody else who's more disrespectful fighter.
Yo, he pulled the Wolverine claws out of fucking nowhere. He's like, I'm gonna fuck everybody up now. I'm done with, like, this fucking half measures bullshit.
Like, I was thinking about something. Like, Michael Jai White is the disrespectful fighter that Steven Seagal thinks he is. Because Steven Seagal always picks on somebody who's like 300 pounds smaller than he is. Like, watching those videos of Steven Seagal like tossing around some small Asian man annoys the shit out of me. He's always just doing it in like this nonchalant way, as if the more nonchalant he is, the more powerful his Aikido or whatever the fuck it is. And I'm just like, yeah, I don't think that's how that fucking works. And but Ben Turner, on the other hand, this motherfucker is just disrespectful.
Just very, very, very dismissive of your attempts to fight him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Very dismissive.
Yeah. But yeah, getting to see Oliver get a moment's peace.
Right? A well-earned one.
And a well-earned one, like you said. And it also, now things are also making sense as to why they couldn't contact William, mm-hmm. they're basically in witness protection. Because
everyone in the community is either retired, superhero, Argus, DIA, or CIA. Like, it was very, they cleaned up a lot of the questions that you and I kind of presented.
Yeah. And it makes sense. Amico basically put a hit out on the entire Queen family to get revenge. So it's like, yeah, well,
kind of makes sense. But it also means that we don't know how it went bad in Star City.
That is the thing that I found shocking. Because we've been talking about, like, oh, Amico must win. Amico must set things off. And so when Amico dies and doesn't happen, I'm like, wait a minute. And you want to know actually I thought was going to happen? When the monitor showed up, I thought we were going to find out that all of this was what could have been. I thought that's what was going to happen. I thought he was going to come back and we were going to zoom out and be like, yeah, this is what
could have been. Like the shit with Tommy last episode.
Yeah, this is what you could have had, but this is what you gave up to save Barry and Kara last time. You gave up this ending. Because I just found it weird when the cops came in and was like, yeah, no, like everything cleaned up. You know what? Everything cleaned up too nicely. The cops were against them. And like the people were against them until Ben Turner came out of nowhere and punched that dude in the fucking jaw, which was hilarious.
He's trying to help you. Oh, right. Damn.
Yeah, he's trying to help you.
That's how they took out Star-Lord in game.
Right. It's like, come on, motherfucker. He's trying to help you. So it's like, yo, the cops were all like, nah, you got, and the people were turning against them. And then all of a sudden it came into, oh, no, the cops came in. Nah, we vouched for them. They're good. The people were, oh, we think the heroes have saved Star City and all this other stuff. I'm like, what the fuck? It's like, no, this can't be real. So when he showed up, I was like, and when Oliver's, I thought I had more time. It's like, oh, they let Oliver live the life that he wanted to live. But that wasn't it either. And the other thing I noticed, too, is when you go and... So we know in the future that it's anti-vigilante. When Felicity meets Mia and William at the gravestones, Oliver's Queen's gravestone basically says the hero of Star City.
That's who he was. That's how he went out.
Right.
I don't know if we've seen, I don't know if they even know how he went out because Felicity's going to meet somebody in there.
Right. What I'm saying is the city believed Oliver dies a hero. And that's and that's one of the things that we didn't know, because even in the future, I was waiting. It was like, is Oliver going to show up? One thing nobody really talks about, nobody brings up Green Arrow. Nobody brings up Oliver Queen. Mm-hmm. They bring up the Canaries. They bring up all this other stuff. They bring up
vigilante as a concept, but no one, you're right.
Nobody mentions Oliver Queen. So it's almost like whatever happened after Oliver disappeared, died, or whatever. Sacrifice something in that whatever came out of that was basically like unsanctioned stuff. I don't know. Like, so I found that very, very interesting as well, of those little things there. So, but yeah, Oliver, I love Felicity basically saying like, but why does it always have to be you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know? Why does it always have to be you? Why don't you get a moment's rest?
Right.
You know, that was a very emotional ending in oh boy. Yeah. And I don't know what next season of Arrow is. I don't know. Is it seeing the team without Oliver trying to operate the city? Is it whatever
Oliver? Oh, I think it's gonna be him hopping from world to world testing out other worlds. I think he's the harbinger for this new monitor.
Yeah,
I think the rest of the cast stayed on because he's going to be dealing with alternate versions of his team.
Mm.
I think the driving storyline will be the future, because I'll tell you what, when I saw Mia with that fucking ball, I was like, I want this show.
Yo, Mia whooped the fuck out of them Zetas, yo.
Mia whooped the fuck out of that dude. I was like, this is my new show. This is the new era. This is how we finish this.
Yeah, we've been saying that for a while. We like the future Arrow team, and they've now been handed over. So you got future Zoe, William, and Mia. Like, You know, we also have Connor. Like, I'll take that. I'll take all of them. And we have unresolved stuff with, like, between Connor and Diggle's biological son. So it's like, I'm all here for that.
We got the Dabo that would lead to Connor Hawk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You know, we see. So this also means that Ben Turner never sees his son again.
Yeah.
Because.
Well, he probably sees him. I mean, like, eventually he never sees him again.
I don't know. Because remember, because of.
He was leaving the bunker to go get his kid.
Was he? I thought his kid.
He said, "I gotta go find my son."
Okay, I remember Diggle saying he took.
Oh yeah. What's her face? Lila picked him up, but he said, "I gotta go find my son."
Got you.
And he left him in the bunker.
Got you.
Yeah. Which means there's still that story to be told too.
Yeah.
If they choose to tell it, and that's the beauty of this all is that they've given us enough legroom and leeway where you could have the future storyline be predominant. And tell those stories in flashback. And then have stingers or a B plot where taking the place of the future timeline is Ollie testing these other heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Because he says you're going to save countless others. And Harbinger in the comics starts off as someone who's testing other Earths, eventually is corrupted by the Antimonitor, and then sacrifices herself to save the final three. Spoilers. For a comic that came in 1984. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very interesting that the monitor came for him. And I think it's even more interesting that the monitor comes back for her.
Yeah.
Because that tells me that whatever happens in the crisis that he is forced to leave for, I feel like that's the beginning of the next season of Arrow.
Yeah, it has
to. And then from there, we're going to get the understanding of this ticking clock for the last 10 episodes.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. So,
what do you think? What do you think happens?
No, I think like I said, I'm what you're saying makes sense. And I think that I like the and I think we do this. This is how you get David Ramsey with a power ring.
Hmm.
Because if Oliver is doing this and going and testing other worlds and forming a new team.
Ooh, I like that. Like an Exiles or almost a legend of his own.
Yeah. Then you get a John Diggle with a power ring. Mm-hmm. You know?
Sure.
You get these. You can bring in John Wesley's ship as a Flash. You know? You can bring these things in.
You can bring on Grant Gustin.
Yeah.
You don't have to, that's the beauty of this. Is you don't have to stick with this one reality or even universe.
Yo, because you know what happens? What if one of the, forget bringing on Grant Gustin. What if one of the quote unquote heroes that Oliver has to get is a Thawne?
Let's go. It's got to be done. We're trying to save the multiverse here, people.
Yeah. I'm also wondering, because, you know, I'm also wondering, do they bring in, because I don't know what the schedule was like for Batwoman. I'm wondering if she's going to be
involved. I think it's starting after Crisis.
Okay. But it still might mean
that it's a mid-season replacement for Arrow.
Okay. But they still might bring her in. So.
I hope they don't.
Because you know what? To me, I feel like I want this crisis to basically be a goodbye for a lot of the actors, the ones that have.
I wanted to definitely be goodbye for Stephen Amell. Let me say this right now. I didn't know Amell has come so far as a fucking actor.
Mm-hmm.
Because that goodbye scene with Felicity, he sold it.
This is something that I think when you've done so many shows, you have no choice but to get better at acting, especially when you're doing it with somebody that you've been in the grind with all this time. You have no choice but to get better at it. You know, he's
like, and I think honestly that we say he was a bad actor before. I don't think he was ever a bad actor. I think that he was asked to do less.
Well, yeah. It he He was a good actor for what he was given. Even when he was in a, he was in that terrible Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie, he wasn't bad. He just wasn't given off the do.
Can you see all these movies that I refuse to watch?
Because they're free.
I know, but still.
If it makes you feel any better, I didn't want to see it. So there's that. But yeah, no. Those scenes went really, really well. And I enjoyed seeing Oliver have those moments of being a dad. Him falling asleep with baby Mia in his arms and things like that. Him talking to Felicity and saying we should ask, you know, William's grandparents for joint custody. You know, Mia's gonna need her big brother and all this. Like, I get that. Like, it all felt good. And then the monitor shows up, you're like, thought I had more time.
I was like, you don't, let's go, motherfucker. Man.
Yeah. It's good, yo. And that to me is what kind of saves the other stuff that I was just like, you kind of rushed through the Amico.
But they had to.
And I get that, yeah, and you had to, and I'm fine with that. We got the ending we need. We get Oliver finally feeling like he can leave the city in the hands of his team. And granted, they fuck it up some kind of way.
It ends poorly.
Right. But he felt like he could at least go off into witness protection, you know, and say goodbye. I love that they brought back Curtis for just that little bit of time, too. So we have the entire team there.
Yeah, what a nice little touch.
You know? So, yeah. You got anything else you want to say about this?
Oh, did you have a tagline?
Huh?
Did you have a tagline?
I don't think I did. Did you?
Mine was goodbye, but not farewell.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm
very excited for these last 10. I don't know if our being semi down on the first 30 minutes of the episode kind of undercut how excited we are for how this is going to end, because it's very rare, particularly in this genre, this branch of genre television, that you get to choose how you end.
And that's the thing I think that's interesting with Arrow going into that last season. It's going to last season, but I think you're right. It's like they have an opportunity to not make it like the other Arrow seasons, where it could be 10 episodes of them leading, literally doing the precursor to Crisis, where it's Oliver hopping world to world, doing crazy things. And you, again, because you said goodbye to Felicity already. They mentioned about the mark and the mark of the four and things like that. They've already done all this stuff. Like, And we're pretty much done with the Star City storyline right now.
Yeah.
You know? And so you don't really need to go back to there. We can do this fun thing where we hop to different worlds and have Oliver basically going from multiverse to multiverse and doing different things. Of course, in every one of those, Renee will still be a snitch. But it is what it is. You know. Once a snitch, always a snitch. Snitch across a snitch across the multiverse.
Oh, I want the fall of Renee to be on television. I want to watch Renee turn into a snitch and down at all his friends. Fuck that dude.
Fuck him. So.
Forever.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see what they do and how they go forward with this, but yeah, I'm not sure. But let's do it. What else we got to say? So we've made it through another season of all of our Arrowverse shows. It's a lot of fucking shows, guys. Of course, Agent Shield is back, but we do Agent Shield on Sunday, so you know we get our Agent Shield review. Just go to Super Tuesday Recap. Also, in 2 weeks, we're doing a mailbag episode, so email us, mailbag@mtrnetwork.net. And, yeah, folks, been a fun time. Get ready for Crisis this fall. We'll see how it goes. So, till next time, we're out of here. Peace.